8 years. Now we vote on the original.
Yes, thank you.
Right?
The substitute fails, and now we vote on the main motion, which is the motion as initially introduced by the Finance Committee. If you choose to support it, vote yes or no, or abstain. Richard, thank you. If you could call the roll, please.
Well, you have to see my notes. Okay,
can
let's
I have
see.
A point of order, please? Point of order before we...
Dan?
Dan, could someone summarize what this motion is? I've kind of lost track.
Sure, Dan. It's and you did receive it in writing as part of the agenda, as it has several ancillary parts in terms of what the reporting looks like. And it is the entire motion that came from the Finance Committee on monitoring of public events, event planning, budgeting, documentation, forensic.
Okay, can I be more specific? I'm sorry. I don't mean to take extra time. But does this motion include the provision that the CFO may change it?
Yes. That's been, actually, you may have missed that part. In fact, some of this chewing we've been doing has been, as usual, somewhat unnecessary because, in fact, it sends it to us for implementation and for whatever the CFO deems to be necessary from a practical perspective to implement it with the...
It says national management, not CFO. It doesn't specify.
Thank you, national management. Well, I presume that Raul and I are working together on all of these policy issues, so, yes, us in conjunction with the people that actually we have to work with at the local level. So, yes, we will be able to modify it as needed to make it actually practicable.
So,
okay.
Then my point of order is this. How can we pass a policy that is not binding? I mean, is that... That's what I'm really confused about. I mean, are we passing a policy? And if so, how can we pass a policy that staff can change?
I don't know. Hey, that's a good question, Dan. I mean, I think some of it's practical implementation. I will give you an example. I had to create that FCC policy in obscenity because it was a necessary thing to occur and needed to occur in a reasonable length of time. And then I got feedback from the general managers and found out at one of our stations they have a second delay in place. Well, I put 10 seconds in the policy because I didn't have sufficient feedback from management as to what it was already doing. So I need to modify. So there's a bit of call and response in the implementation of these policies in terms of dealing with what actually works at the local level. I think the board passing policy in terms of wanting to have this kind of appropriate record keeping public funds makes sense, but we still need to have some flexibility on implementation if it's going to actually occur. At least that's what I believe the intent is. Tracy or someone from finance wish to briefly, and I do mean briefly, elaborate on that?
The Constitution of the United States has been amended.
Or perhaps Raul would like to speak as the CFO in terms of practical implications? I mean, you know, either.
No, Summer, I think you described it accurately. I don't have anything to add.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I think it's just a high degree of pragmatism needs to be important if we're going to actually improve things in this network. Raul, do you want to elaborate at all in terms of Dan's question, just from the management side? I understand you're also asking a board side question, Dan, but we could be here another 15 minutes. Go ahead.
I think that the proposal from the NFC was to have this kind of policy in place, and I indicated that I am supportive of that. And what I was really trying to say is that a vote wasn't really necessary because it was going to be part of my plan in streamlining the procedures. However, the work that the NFC has done would really simplify my work in establishing and implementing this procedure. And obviously, I would be in touch with the GM and the development directors of each radio station and kind of get feedback on how we wanted to accomplish this. Like I said, I have some ideas about implementing this ahead of time at the budget process. At the same time, I also wanted to have a checklist for every event, as part of the budget process, each one would present a budget for that particular event ahead of time, and then they could modify it as the event comes and nears. But it's really my point of view earlier that it is an important, and I'm surprised that we don't already have this in place, but in my previous experience, we have this kind of policy, and it's being approved ahead of time, and, you know, whatever budget for special events are being approved ahead of the time in the budget process, and if there is an impromptu event that we is an opportunity for us to gain some revenue, then that will be addressed separately and will be approved by the national management. And like I said, I don't think the vote is necessary, but it's
exactly.
Something to do with implementation of policies.
Okay, thank you. So is there any opposition to this motion?
Yes.
Okay, you know I have to ask. Okay, thank you. So we're going to go to a vote now. We are voting on the main motion, which is the one that you received in writing as part of the continuation open session agenda. If you support the motion, then please vote yes, or you may vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please.
Okay. Brazan?
No.
No. Crumcho?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your vote?
Crumcho?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes, okay. Medina?
No.
No. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Molinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes. Musel? Yes. Burton? Carolyn, can't hear you. Carolyn, can't hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Sleeping says yes.
Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
No.
No. Saba? Montage, you there? Montage?
Yes.
Yes. I thought you were tapping your toe on giving time. Heather's not back. Lane York.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steaker.
No.
No. No, I just lost my light. What is this light?
Okay, Rosenberg.
Yes.
Give me a second to turn on a flashlight.
Okay. I got a yes. Siegel?
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Diaz?
No.
No. King?
Stop insulting the man. No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes.
Foolishness.
Point of order. Please, Madam Chair, encourage people
yes.
to comment on...
That's Montage. That's Montage's phone. That's Montage.
I'm sorry. Everyone, just please continue to vote until it's concluded with no additional comments, and we have some difficult phone lines. Please be patient. Thank you.
Okay, that's 11-4, and my light just went out, so I'm doing this in the dark. Nine, seven, no, 11-7.
Oh, God.
11-7-1. Let me count that again because I'm doing this just from the light of this candle or something. I'm doing it. One, oh, no, wait a minute.
You got it right, Richard.
Did I?
Yeah, 11-7-1, yeah.
Okay, 11-7-1.
Okay, Brian here? Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brian. Go ahead, please.
Brian here.
I'm mute. Go ahead, Brian.
I do feel the first item, I know we're over time on the public session. I feel the first item from the Elections Committee is time sensitive. I also note that we only have two 15-minute items scheduled for our hour-long executive session. So I'd like to move that we extend 10 minutes to take up the first item from the election committee.
I'm sorry, Brian, you must please bear with me. I didn't hear Mr. Secretary's final comment on the previous motion. I think it's my fault, but Richard, just, and Brian, I'll come back to you. Richard, what was the final count on prior motion?
11-7-1.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the motion passes. And Brian, you're proposing a motion to put how much time forward for the first item on the Elections Committee? Was it 10 minutes?
Extend 10 minutes to take up the first motion from the Elections Committee.
That's a motion to amend the. That's a motion to amend the agenda.
That's
it's a motion to extend time.
Either way, go ahead. Is there a second, please?
A second motion.
Second from DM. Would you like to motivate her briefly, Brian?
Yeah, it's time sensitive. It's a situation that's creating liability for the foundation. And right now we're scheduled to have an hour-long executive session for 2 15-minute items. So I think we can afford to take 10 minutes out before it.
I'd like to apologize to Brian. That was an extension. I apologize.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Zach?
I will be voting against this motion. I think we should be penalized if I think I heard Brian say time sensitive and we could be liable. It's time for Pacifica to learn from their stupidity. We spent a whole 2 hours on matters that bear little relevance to anything, telling the CFO what to do, and now we're trying to deal with what really matters. I'll be voting against it because I want to go to bed.
Okay, thank you. I heard Tracy.
Yeah, I'm kind of agnostic on it. I just want to introduce the fact that legal liability will factor in 60 days after the ballots are supposed to be sent per the bylaws, which is October 15th. It's June 13th. So if we were to take up this matter in 2 weeks, the world would not come to an end.
Thank you. I want to limit discussion on extension. Is there anyone else who feels a burning desire to speak as to whether or not we take an extension? And if not, we'll take a fast vote on it because it sounds like we don't have concurrence. If you wish to extend 10 minutes to take up the first item on the election committee, then please vote yes. If you do not, vote no.
Point of privilege. Go ahead, Mr. Brian. Manish, can you mute your phone? I think it's you who's introducing the noise into our call.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Manish. It's better. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. So, if you support extending 10 minutes for the Elections Committee matter, then please vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, and we will adjourn to executive session. Mr. Secretary, if you could please call the roll. Thank you.
You wouldn't believe how dark it is in here. Brian, how do you vote on your motion?
Yes.
Hey, yes. Rosenberg.
I'm going to vote no.
No. Siegel.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Brazon.
Yes.
Yes. Crumshaw.
No.
No. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Teresa, can't hear you.
Teresa says yes.
Yes. Apollinar.
Yes.
Hensel.
Hensel says yes.
Yes. Uzel, no. Burden.
No.
No. No. Coleman.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes. Yes. Manjay, I know you're there.
Yes.
Yes. Lane, you were.
No.
No. Do we have a pass? Apollinar?
Jessica? No.
No, okay.
Sorry, no.
Eleven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 11 to 8.
Which way?
Many.
It's 11 to 8 is not.
I would like, manager, I would like to apologize for this noise. The only thing I can do, I can go offline. I can
No, it's okay.
Because it bothers me as well. It bothers me as well, but I have no control over it.
You're fine.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
We would like to thank you since it's like 4 in the morning or something where you're at.
No, that
mine is 7 o'clock in the morning. I haven't slept all night, so.
Madam Chair,
that motion did not pass. Is that correct?
That's correct. Is it required to be a majority, but you did not reach that threshold.
Okay, I would like to move that we adjourn.
It doesn't even need to. We are. Thank you so much, everyone, for your open session. Please let us as quickly as possible. Go ahead and call back to the closed session line.